The escalation of the conflict over Gaza brought today attacks in Tel Aviv and on Jerusalem. This was notwithstanding the fact that the Egyptian prime minister was visiting in Gaza today, and Israel had indicated that it would leave a period of hours during the time of the visit in the hopes that there would be some kind of progress made regarding the Egyptian prime minister's visit. Clearly not, and clearly the Hamas terrorist organization continues to simply fire these rockets in an indiscriminate fashion. One of the things that I've noticed as I've sat here in London watching several of the international television stations is much of the bias of the international media against Israel. One example of that actually was in a newspaper that I received this morning, the London Independent, which carried the headline on the front page of the newspaper, "An Eye for an Eye, Militant Rockets Target Tel Aviv for the First Time Since 1991 in Revenge for Gaza Assault." In other words, they have it backwards. The newspapers and the TV channels are all lined up pretty much in a line against Israel, blaming Israel for starting a conflict that began months and months ago. 700 rockets fired, more than 700 now since the beginning of this year, into Israel, hundreds in the last few days alone, and yet the international media, much of it, not giving context, not providing background information, biased against Israel, many of them talking about how this is a one-sided conflict, very few talking about the casualties and the deaths inside Israel as a result of these rocket firings. So the media, which is echoing a good part of the international community, simply has it wrong. Were it to get it right, there'd be no question that pressure would be brought to bear on Hamas, but that does not seem to be the case. What we're left with is Israel, its rights fully there to defend its people and to destroy the infrastructure of terror that has been built up by Hamas over these many months, actually over the last 4 years since the first Gaza campaign, using these weapons against Israel in a random fashion. And finally, the Israelis have decided that this must end and will stop. And that seems to be where we are left as we move into this weekend.